The historic success of Martina Sablikova at the Winter Olympics has revived a debate on whether a dedicated speed skating arena should be built here in the Czech Republic. The mayor of the town where Sablikova lives says a backer may soon be found for such a hall, which the state would then have to maintain. But some say that would waste public money on an extremely marginal sport, Sera Borufka reports.
Martina Sablikova's spectacular achievements at the Vancouver Winter Olympics have brought the state of speed skating in the Czech Republic back to the focus of national attention. To date, there are no training facilities for speed skaters in the country, one of the factors that made Sablikova's double gold at the Olympics all the more remarkable. But this situation could change within a few years. Backed by an unnamed private investor, Sablikova's hometown of Velký Osek, some 70 kilometers from Prague, could soon see the construction of a dedicated speed skating hall. Jiří Ota is the town's mayor.
We're doing everything we can to have such an arena built here, and I believe we'll be able to sign the contract for the construction in April. It should be finished by 2013.
Ota says the private backer is willing to cover the cost of the construction, which would amount to 1.5 billion Czech crowns or nearly 80 million US dollars. But the maintenance of the speed skating hall would have to be paid for out of the state budget.
It's a building that will serve the public. That's also one of the reasons the investor is going into it. He doesn't want to get rich off of the building. This arena would serve the public and benefit our citizens, but he can't cover the maintenance. So that'll have to be covered by the Czech Speed Skating Association.
Plans for the hall also include two hockey rinks and a concrete skating rink that could be used by local inline skaters. But the arena would mainly serve the Czech Republic's competitive speed skaters, of whom there are extremely few. This has led some to argue it would be cheaper for the state to simply pay for Martina Sablikova and her colleagues to train abroad. Velký Osek mayor Jiří Ota rejects this suggestion.
This hall isn't being built for Martina Sablikova. Of course, she can train abroad. That's the biggest misconception that people seem to have. This arena is being built to bring speed skating back from its exile to the Czech Republic, so that people can train here. We'll have to start with children, of course, but we want to build a new base for this wonderful sport.
The name of the private investor who could possibly make that dream real by funding the arena's construction will not be disclosed until next month, says Ota. But he says he is confident that building work will begin this year.
Sera Borufka with that.